We thank God for the opportunity to lift up one another in prayer and also celebrate the praises. Praise that Gabby's back home, I think, is a wonderful praise, and we're grateful that she's here. But anybody have any joys, concerns, or praises this morning that you want to share? Linda.
And my younger brother is having some heart issues and going through some testing. I just want to lift him up. His name's Tommy Flight.
Thank you.
And all the people that have been in the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have Samaritan Purse. Brothers over at Calvary. There's no park over there. They're still working here. Tom has it.
From the tornado that we had?
They had over 500 requests. Right. And they had gotten to about 10.
They've settled about 150 yet that they need to do. Joanne George was ministered to her when they first came here. And so there's a lot of other places. Samaritan Verse is a very, very good ministry. So. And they're still here. So, Arthur.
I have a concern. My great grandma and my dad's uncle, they both passed away a week apart during May. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord, hear our prayers this morning as we lift up one another. Anybody else? Good point.
I have two unspoken men. I go to Shannon's on Tuesday for a checkup for my transplant. So just have the mercies for us.
This is you.
Please.
On a more positive note, our family's had a lot going on. That's why we haven't been here. But I recently got a promotion at work.
Oh, good.
The only downside was that they closed our Tallahassee office. So we don't have our location anymore over on Crawford Hill Road, but they are looking for a new one in town. So if you hear of any commercial locations for that type of thing for a propane company, that'd be great.
Yeah.
We're also moving from our current house to North Tallahassee, so I can commute easier to Thomasville, where they've got me right now to live in my new office. So,
oh, good.
Quite a bit going on.
We came up through Crawfordville last week, and I said to her, I said, that propane place is gone.
Yeah.
And I said, either that or I just wasn't paying attention.
We just closed it June 30th, this last day. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's good. And you're still with them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I'm commuting up to Thomasville right now.
Yeah, so. Great. And a promotion.
Yeah, the raise, so it's making it worth it.
Good. Hallelujah. Thank you. Please, go ahead.
I've got a huge praise. Y'all probably remember my little granddaughter that was here last hour. On Wednesday, she asked Jesus to be her Savior. And on Friday, she was baptized.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. She was at church camp all last week. Yeah. But she's driving the family, and she wants to go to Bible study on Wednesday night, so they're arranging transportation. And now my son and the wife and everybody's like, okay, let's go to church. Because the daughter's kind of leaving them to church. It's like, man, praise the Lord, praise this next up. Yeah.
That's cool. Betty.
Can I have mercies for us?
Yes, absolutely. Father, we do thank and praise you. We come in a prayer of agreement with the poor Betty and her family. Especially Phil, as he travels along. He's the family photographer. And I know they'll be sending us some good pictures. Anybody else this morning? Sandra, you're awful quiet this morning.
Well, I think continued prayer for Roger Fields. Because he's still struggling with the loss of Mary, his wife. And Stan saw him at a prayer meeting that he met with. But as soon as he got there, he left because he used to go with Mary. And it was too soon, too too, hitting too hard, so continue prayers for him.
Thank you. All right.
And Pat's not feeling well today.
Pat's not feeling well today, yeah. Thank you. How about Cheryl? We're just glad you're here. It's good seeing you. All right, anybody else? All right, well, join me in that attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer.